KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 75 degrees in Atlantic. It'll be partly cloudy, warm, and humid today, a high of 92. There's a chance for some severe storms later this evening, producing winds in excess of 60 miles per hour and half-dollar-sized hail. They're expected between 7 p.m. and midnight here locally, along with some heavy rainfall. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In local news, one person was transported by medevac ambulance to the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic Sunday evening following a collision that took place just before 5 p.m. at the intersection of 7th and Chestnut Streets. Atlantic Police Officer Caleb Smith explains what happened.
We had the white Buick. It was heading east on 7th Street. It entered the intersection in a red light. And the Chevy Suburban here was heading south, coming into the intersection from Chestnut Street, and the white Buick struck the Suburban.
The driver of the Suburban and a child in that vehicle who was properly secured in the child safety seat were not injured. No names were immediately available. Atlantic Fire and Rescue responded to the scene. The accident remained under investigation. The Iowa State Patrol early Sunday morning released information about a fatal car versus motorcycle accident that had taken place Saturday evening in Shelby County. Officials say 46-year-old Cole John Anderson of Irwin died after the 2004 Yamaha motorcycle he was riding was struck from behind as he was traveling south on Shelby County Road M47 just south of 1700th Street. That accident happened just after 7 p.m. The patrol says a car, a 2017 Hyundai Elantra, which was also traveling south on M47, was driven by 41-year-old David Michael Hirsch of Irwin. That accident remained under investigation. Sheriff's deputies from Audubon and Shelby County responded to the scene along with Harlan Police, Defiance Fire, and Medevac Ambulance. Firefighters from Oneida and Wyota were dispatched to a motorhome fire Saturday evening off Interstate 80 westbound at exit 70. That call went out just before 7 p.m. When the first crews arrived on the scene, the rear of the motorhome, which was parked on the exit ramp, was fully engulfed in flames. No injuries were reported. According to the Iowa State Patrol, the RV, occupied by two adult and three juvenile males, pulled over when they detected smoke. After the exit of the vehicle, fire was seen coming out of the rear of the RV. The vehicle was a total loss, and electrical issues blamed been to the cause of that blaze. Oneida Fire remained on the scene until about 8:45 p.m. Authorities are preparing to resume their search for a man who fell into the Missouri River over the weekend. The man fell into the water at around 7:20 p.m. Sunday near Blanco. Monona County authorities searched the water and bank until 11:30 last night, but found no sign of the man. His name and other information about the incident have not been released. Officials at the Iowa DNR are looking for the operator of a personal watercraft following a personal injury accident that occurred at Lake Manawa Saturday evening. Brian Smith of the DNR says an Omaha, Nebraska woman was injured after being thrown off that PWC on Lake Manawa. Law enforcement officers were seeking the public's help in locating the operator of that vessel, who left the scene. 29-year-old Laura Goodburn was a passenger on the personal watercraft when she was thrown off at around 6:30 p.m. Saturday in the middle of the lake toward the south end. She had complained of a neck injury and was taken to Allegiant Health Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Both Goodburn and a friend she was with, Justin Smith of Omaha, told law enforcement officers they did not know the identity of the personal watercraft operator. The operator of that vessel was described as a white, middle-aged male, about 6 feet tall, average weight, and short red, blonde, or gray hair. At the time of the incident, he was wearing an O'Neill life jacket. The personal watercraft was described as being orange, black, and gold. And law enforcement officers searched the lake and boat ramps, but were unable to find a vessel fitting that description. Conservation officers and park rangers from the Iowa DNR are continuing to investigate the incident. Anyone who witnessed that accident or has information about the identity of the personal watercraft operator is asked to call the DNR law enforcement supervisor Brian Smith at 712-254-0550. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a traffic stop Sunday evening resulted in the arrest of a rural Red Oak man. 25-year-old Tyler Jason Chambers was taken into custody at around 6:30 p.m. while driving while barred. Chambers was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. A traffic stop in Red Oak Sunday evening resulted in the driver of a vehicle being arrested on a couple of charges. Red Oak police stopped the vehicle driven by 66-year-old Steve Lester DeLong of Red Oak at around 12:55 p.m. After DeLong was taken into custody for driving while revoked, he was subsequently charged with possession of marijuana, methamphetamine, I should say, second offense, when 1.38 grams of a substance believed to be meth was discovered to be in his possession. DeLong was held in the Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. In the funeral announcements, Shirley Mae Davis Nielsen, age 87, of Council Bluffs, a native of Walnut, died Thursday at the Lighthouse at Lakeside Village in Omaha. Funeral services for Shirley Nielsen will be today at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ in Council Bluffs, with the Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Funeral Home, Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs, in charge of arrangements. Marsha Schilberg, age 82, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Overland Park Regional Medical Center in Overland Park, Kansas. Funeral services for Marsha Schilberg will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Donald Carl Hipnar, age 88, of Avoca, died Saturday at Amelia Place. Funeral services for Donald Hipnar will be on Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Jay Hoogaveen, age 84, of Griswold, died July the 3rd. A celebration of life service for Jay Hoogaveen will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Griswold Community Building. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. And Dwayne Anderson, age 81, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Dwayne Anderson will be this Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.